Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel, as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133, or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about Southpaw's Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24-7, 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding, Southpaw's Dog Plantation, 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldott Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, in this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of severe weather is now moving out of the area. The threat of showers will continue into the evening hours. Continued windy as well. The overnight low temperature 49. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, but not zero. With a high temperature in the upper 60s, we could see an isolated shower, then a better chance of rain on Sunday night. There will be more rain in the forecast from time to time, Monday through Wednesday. Rainfall amounts could be locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill.
The acid rock of the 60s. What was that, Nate?
That was Johnny Mathis.
That was Johnny Mathis?
That was Johnny Mathis.
He had a very cool voice. I'm going to read you this. I'm going to try to read some of it. It's pretty long. But the U.S. has been subverted by a vile and corrupt leadership that wants us to willingly give up our sovereignty and to overthrow the Constitution. Now, some might argue that, which Constitution? Because in 1871, from what I'm reading, the United States of America, because of the debts of the Civil War, went bankrupt and formed ourselves into a corporation, the United States of America Incorporated. And to prove that, look at any document from a court and you'll see the United States of America Incorporated in all caps, which is what you do in your corporation now. I wish there was other ways I could prove this. I keep reading and reading and reading and reading because it's so important if we know if this is true or not. Sure seems to be, but I don't know how to back it up. But anyway, we are no longer dealing with politics. We are in a civil war, and we must draw our battle lines at the county level to ensure that our counties are constitutional sanctuaries that guarantee freedom of speech, Second Amendment rights, that our police and our justice system abide by the Fifth Amendment, using the authority of the sheriffs and their ability to mobilize troops. Whether you know it or not, the sheriff is our most valuable political asset right now. Sheriffs have more authority than the feds do in their counties. It's very important that we elect good constitutional sheriffs. I think we're fortunate here of who we've got in Montgomery County. It's just my opinion. It's not truly about party politics that currently the left and Democratic Party as a whole have completely discarded the principles of the Constitution to push their agenda on us at all costs. And they are pushing at every single point they can to establish legal precedents to further their march in the coming years to dismantle the Constitution, to roll out Agenda 2030, the United Nations, and to implement a global one world order. If you're a Christian and you read the Bible, you know about the mark of the beast and the way the system's going to be in the near future, that you can't buy or sell without a mark. Well, that is what the New World Order will culminate into. It's a total control structure. It's a matrix of control where there's going to be one cryptocurrency, there's going to be one government, there's going to be one control system, and guess what? There's going to be one religion. And it's not going to be Yahweh or Yeshua we're going to worship. It's going to be their God, and that's a little g. We're talking Satan, folks. This is everything lines up with the Bible. It really does. But what concerns me the most is that with all the information that comes across on Q and other forums, the one message that is persistent on the Q board is passivity. How do you pronounce that?
Passivity.
Thank you. Passivity. Hold your ground, do nothing, trust the plan. Well, this country was not built on complacency. This country was not built on people sitting by the sidelines waiting for somebody else to do their job. It was built on action, and what most fail to remember is that it wasn't built with a musket. It was built with the power of words. Words are very powerful, and they're the tools and methods from which we affect change. And while we have an army of digital soldiers, it is essential that we take that fight off the digital sphere and into the real world. Right now, the weight of the nation rests on three people, William Barr, Durham, and Huber. We don't know what they're doing. We're being told that justice is coming, but this is what I'm going to say about it. Their clock is ticking because the country cannot endure failure on their part, and anything less than 100% justice to the maximum extent of the law is a failure to we the people. In the latest Q post, there's a reference to the silent war. But that silent war is tearing lives apart. It's displacing families. It's gutting us as a nation. We hear, be patient, because it has to be done right. Okay, fair enough. We've been patient. But in the process of being patient, we've seen William Barr roll out what we call future crimes, an idea of using data to predict potential crimes before they happen. We're talking Orwellian here, folks. In this process we've endured of waiting, we've seen more data swept up, more censorship being imposed on us. We've seen no restraint to the NSA, to the CIA's operations. We've seen no protections of our basic First Amendment and Second Amendment rights. In fact, everything's going the other way. Now, I can accept that the deep state's powerful. I can accept that the deep state is an amalgamated mess. It takes the tools of a surgeon to remove it without causing total collapse and harm to the American public. But there comes a point when we have to, as the people stand up and make our voices known loud and clear. because the deep state is so deeply embedded. It has huge financial resources. It has the weapons of law on their side. It has the tools of information and data to dig apart our lives, to smear good people in the news, to defame them to such a degree that they will never escape the temporary histories that are being written by a treasonous, evil media. A media that bases itself on pure lies and propaganda as a weaponized arm of the deep state. What have I been telling you, folks? These are dark times, but they're not times to cower. They're times to stand. Now we see the actions of Virginia, where the criminals have taken power of the governor position in the legislature and are now trying to upend the Constitution by grabbing guns across their state. They're hoping this will be a provocation for a civil war. And to the people's defense have come the sheriffs and the county commissions, and they have backed the measures to create 10 out of the 11 counties, turning them into sanctuary counties for the Second Amendment. These are truly heroic actions. That's where our fight has to be. We have to hold these people accountable at the county level. Our counties become battlegrounds that we can control and we can fight from. You can't control the state. It's too deeply connected to the Fed and all of the different ways they siphon and reroute money. But at a county level, we can hold people accountable. That's our local communities. That's where, folks, we have to fight. The sheriff, which is the executive, the county commission, which is the legislative, and the DOJ, tied with citizens' grand juries, which becomes the judicial. When all three of these come together, our counties become weaponized and defensive perimeters with which we can secure and fight from. Let me read you something that I noted that we're currently facing with our current political body, including elected and non-elected officials in D.C. I want you to just think about the magnitude of what this says. I listed under felonies, lying to the American public, abuse of power, illegal taxation, thievery of American taxpayer dollars, rigging the elections, rigging the legal system and the legislative processes to benefit the elite, illicit gains and pilfering of our economy, illegal surveillance, illegal incarceration, illegal seizure of property, and kidnapping. Those are just the felonies. How about sedition? Willful disregard for the Constitution, profiting from, support of, or participating in direct or indirect intentional acts to create riots and cause harm to American citizens. How about treason? Profiting from, support of, and or participating in direct or indirect intentional acts to overthrow the Constitution of the United States of America and its representative republic. Profiting from, support and or participation in direct or indirect in the sale of American secrets and national resources. Profiting from, support of, or participation in instigating and profiting from war, resulting in the intentional loss or maiming of American lives. How about crimes against humanity? Profiting from, support of, or participation in the use of artificial intelligence and data collection for the targeting, persecution, and attempted genocide of anti-globalist populations worldwide. Our own corporations participate in that daily. Just look at what's in your food, folks. Profiting from, support of, or participation in the support of governments, companies, and individuals who target and destroy the environment for personal gain and destruction of culture and livelihoods. How about profiting from, support of, or participation in the creation of drugs, consumer products, and devices that cause genetic, neurological, physical, or emotional harm? Profiting from, support of, or participation in illegal drug trafficking. The same with child sex trafficking. This is unbelievable what we're dealing with, and it's not a game, and it will take every single one of us to get active in our communities and awaken the people to realize what's really going on here, folks. Choices have been made. Battle lines have been drawn. You're either awake or you're standing in the matrix, but the two cannot coexist. It is either time for people to join and become part of a revived and newly birthed republic, or over the course of this battle and this war, they're going to have to leave. You're either an American or you're not. As Teddy Roosevelt said, there's no such thing as a 50-50 American. You're either on board with the Constitution and creating a constitutional republic, or you're not. Our founding fathers didn't give us the Constitution to make a decision that we're going to pick and pull certain parts of it and tear it apart, remake it, and then change the entire system to a socialist or communistic system. That's not political change. That's revolution. And in our case, it's not revolutions. It's civil war, because we are going to fight back, because we're saying no. We've now worked through the holiday period, a period of prayer, a period of celebration of faith, of values, the true sense of the constitutional destruction that we've been witnessing has now given full clarity for us to see and for us, more importantly, to process. And our patience is quickly running out. The wrath of we the people is brewing, and it will spill over. The pressure value right now rests with William Barr, Durham, and Huber, and my prayers are that they do what we say. Let's hope that's what they do, but we cannot sit idly by wringing our hands in hope, because hope is not a strategy. To wage war with words so holy, to wage the war with prayer so focused and pure, to wage a war with conviction so unyielding that Lucifer and his minions and his servants falter and their callous hearts rip open with fear and trepidation. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The concept of the sword is the emblem of the power over life and death. Our path is clear, patriots. With God around us and faith before us, we have an obligation to stand for the Constitution. We have an obligation to defend our lives from the pursuit of liberty, life, and happiness. No one has the right to take that away. No one has the right to take away our guaranteed sovereignty nor our free will for the benefit of these evil, selfish, and manipulative schemes. The time has come, and it's time for us to stand up. One last thing. Psalm 144, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle.
The cult of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. Like Mussolini and Kennedy. I'm the cult of personality.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered. And I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air, and the beloved and so special Miss Connie is on the phone.
Oh my goodness, what an introduction.
Yeah, well, you deserve it. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I haven't called in a couple of months.
I know. We've been missing you.
Well, I had some issues with my eyes and medical things in November. And then December, I hibernate because even as a child, winter was hard for me. And then after I grew up, I found out there was something called seasonal affective disorder, which I definitely have. And I used to try to fight it, and I tried to take something for the depression and blah, blah. And I just decided, you know, I'm not going to fight it. My body obviously needs its downtime. And I've just taken December. Of course, I listen to you. I just don't call in. But I've been taking it. And once the days start getting longer, as soon as we hit that point where the days begin to, I start coming out of it. So I just decided, you know what, this is part of my natural body rhythm. I just need to accept it, work with it. And I took that time of hibernation to study, to do some, and I found some good sites on YouTube, that some good teaching. And so I've been just doing that.
Excellent. Good.
And but I'm coming back now.
Good.
But you can forget Hoover. I don't know that bar, but he's already closed that. Was it a day or two ago?
I don't know. What do you mean closed it?
He closed it. He didn't find anything on the Clintons worth pursuing.
Really?
So
it's over.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were those who, you know, remember they sent documents and people did that were like witnesses or whatever and wanted to give a testimony. And three times they sent documentation and three times they, quote, lost it. And he never questioned any of them, never had any interviews, he didn't find anything.
He is deep state.
It's interesting how they can make up stuff on Trump and get him impeached, but they can't find legitimate stuff on...
That we all see.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I know this will upset maybe some of your listeners, but I don't really care. Jeff Sessions knew what he was doing when he appointed him.
Absolutely.
I don't know what they got on Sessions, but...
They got something on him, don't they?
Yeah, because he knew. Mm. He knew when he appointed him.
Yep.
I wasn't really shocked when I saw it.
No,
you know,
that's surprising.
It could be expected. And, you know, this country obviously is in a mess. And when people stand up for Iranian terrorists and mourn them and carry on about the funeral and blah, and then say Trump's this bad guy for taking them out and stopping him from killing more of our people, then we're pretty far gone.
We're backwards. Everything's backwards.
And you said something, you something at the beginning of the show about the heavens being brass, and some of the versions say, you said powder, but some of them say the earth would be iron, but I've seen two interpretations of that. Both make sense. One is that there would be no rain. In other words, he would make the heavens brass, solid, and there would be no rain, and there would be famine. The other is, and I think this is the one more accepted, is that no longer would God hear our prayers. Your prayers aren't going to reach him. He's a brass. And because of your wickedness, and if you go to other verses and all, it kind of confirms, you know, that he's not going to hear your prayers anymore.
So that would go back to something that I heard, that there's going to come a time where you're either sealed or you're unsealed.
Yeah, well,
so
I guess we're
at that point.
Yeah. And so, but that makes us that you know, it's just like you have a steel door. It says brass. Some of them do say iron. Some say steel. It just depends on the version of the Bible. But if you got a big steel door, big wall in front of you, you're going to, you know, nothing's going to get through that to you.
Right. That makes
sense.
And
so the heavens being brass is your prayer. He says there comes a point in time he just says, okay, walks away, and he doesn't hear your prayers anymore.
Wow.
And then, of course, he will not answer your prayers.
Right. If he can't answer what he can't hear.
There's a brass wall between you and him.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Yes, there's so much, and there's a lot to be afraid of, and goodness knows I've got grandchildren young and another one on the way in a few months, and I'm afraid for their future, and yet this month-long hiatus that I took, sabbatical, whatever you want to call it, and studying, I have peace. I'm not saying we're not going to face horrible times. I'm not going to say, and I'm not going to see my grandchildren suffer. I'm saying whatever's coming, it has to be.
Right, it's in prophecy.
And I just, it's all going to come out okay. Yeah. We may, I mean, we'll have to go through, because we're, the Bible says we're going to go through tribulation.
Absolutely.
And even without the great tribulation, which I believe we'll go through, I don't believe in a pre-trib rapture, and I've studied and studied and studied that. But regardless, if you do believe that, fine. But regardless of that, he says, end of life, you will have tribulation.
Yep.
Yeah, period. Doesn't mean whether you believe we're here for the great tribulation or not, we will have tribulation.
Yep. I believe that, too.
And that's guaranteed. People that, you know, you don't get saved, and then like, oh, wow, now you know, boy, just everything's going to go great. No, as soon as you're saved, that's when devil's really going to start attacking.
And regardless, that's which, of course, is totally counter to what all your TV evangelists and all these scumbags tell you.
Oh, yes. Don't even go there. That upsets me so bad. But anyway, well, all right. Just hadn't called and talked in a while. I'm not dead. I'm here. I've just been hibernating.
Well, and, we love you and we miss things. You.
But I still listen, even when if I don't call.
I appreciate you doing that.
All right. Bye. Y'all
take
have
care.
A good night.
Thank you, Miss Connie. Love that, Miss Connie. She's yet another Christian that calls this program. I love that. That's a very, very good thing. You know, Jimi Hendrix said, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, there will be peace. Hendrix was tuned in, man. Man.
Bro.
He was tuned in, man.
Hey, something you said in your soliloquy at the last segment.
I can't even say that word.
Something that needs to be reiterated quite often to the military.
Reiterate it.
Because Postman brought up the military, you brought up the military. The military serves the President of the United States, the executive branch. They take their orders in their oath. They serve the Constitution.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay.
And the President and the officers pointed over them.
Okay.
So if the time comes where the UN or Congress or the judges or the sheriffs that are crooked, if they're doing things outside of the Constitution, outside of their mandate, it's your responsibility
to follow
the orders of your officers as long as they're in line with the Constitution and the President of the United States.
Praise God for that.
But I don't think a lot of people really understand that.
Well, I know, and I heard this from somebody whose name I can't call, but somebody who's in a position to know this for a fact, is that we have generals out there who are traitors, who are treasonous. That's how high the corruption goes. Generals. That's scary. So what happens when the general passes down an edict that's unconstitutional to his superior, and it works its way down to its you know, the layman, the soldier?
I mean, people are flawed.
Sure.
Naturally
they are.
Flawed.
Absolutely.
And they have vices, and they have things that are being held over them. Certain politicians.
Yes, extortion.
You know, she brought up Jeff Sessions.
Yes.
Certain politicians, certain military officers, generals have things that are held against them and cause them to work outside of the constitutional requirements that they have.
They're
sure
being extorted.
Right.
Yeah, that's what Epstein's gig was.
Yep.
Who's not dead, by the way. He didn't kill himself. By the way, Epstein didn't kill himself. And they turned the freaking frog skin. Ooh, here we go. Papa was a Rolling Stone, you know. I don't know if he was Mick Jagger. Surely he wasn't. Keith, I've been dead for 400 years, Richard. Keith looks dead. He's always looked dead. You know, they did a press conference. I'm trying to remember the album they were supporting, but he had a tooth fall out in the middle of a press conference from shooting heroin. Keith's something else. Strange. Love the tips. 272-9228. Fellas, y'all ready? Y'all gonna say it with me here? Ready? 272-9228. That's right. 272-9228 in the attic with no static. Blue Water Broadcasting. Yes, 272-9228. Give us a call, folks. We got 30 minutes left in this program. You're listening to Clearing the Air, the great Nate Hicks producing Spinning Those Records for you. Yes, back when they used to spin records. Back, you know, 300 years ago. Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And welcome to 2020, and welcome down here to the river and join us for some good eating, some good times, some good music. Let me get right to the music. We're going to send off Skylar Softly in the 99th degree down here Sunday afternoon. We're going to send them up to Memphis. They're on their way to the International Blues Challenge, all right? They're winners of the local challenge up in Birmingham. We're going to send them off with some good times, so come down here and join us Sunday at 5 o'clock and check out all the good times. Meet Skylar. Here's some killer blues and bring in 2020 eating some good seafood. We also cook up a killer ribeye. My man in the kitchen gets tired of me talking about it. He said too many people eating all them ribeyes, but he's good on the grill, good on that ribeye. And come on down here. We also got that fresh amberjack, getting some snapper and grouper, some yellowfin tuna in, swordfish. We'll get a little something you like and shucking those fresh oysters, man. You got a professional oyster shucker right here, shucking them good and clean for you. So check it all out. CapitalOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page. See what's going on. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We've been missing you.
Let's face it. We all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of severe weather is now moving out of the area. The threat of showers will continue into the evening hours. Continued windy as well. The overnight low temperature 49. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, but not zero. With a high temperature in the upper 60s, we could see an isolated shower, then a better chance of rain on Sunday night. There will be more rain in the forecast from time to time, Monday through Wednesday. Rainfall amounts could be locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Thank you.
And now, just when you thought it was safe to be an aged American, die hard with a walker and adult diaper. John McCain.
McClane,
whatever.
John McClane.
Okay, go ahead, John. Yeah, you can't do it.
Yippee-ki-yay, lover of mothers.
Do you know they actually have a Christmas book? That's at,
that's a Christmas classic movie.
No, but they actually made it into a Christmas book, and it rhymes and everything, and it's set to, like, you know, mimic the Christmas story that you read, you know.
Yeah.
You know, gently were they nestled in their... You know, beds with...
In the Nakatomi building.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They made a classic out of that movie.
Hold on, I've got to pee. Oh, never mind.
There's so many jokes being made about that, so it's not even funny. But it is funny, you know.
How old is Bruce Willis now? He's got to be in his 70s. You know?
Quit shooting. I got to take my pills. And Judge Judy's on.
He's still raking in the dough from it.
Oh, he's laughing all the way to the bank. Yeah. Now, I love Moonlighting because he was the perfect sarcastic, you know, sidekick on Moonlighting. I love that show.
Well, he was hooked. I mean, he had it bad, didn't he?
Yeah. It's fun. Very funny. Did you know the footage that the jail system had of Epstein, you know, they accidentally erased it as well as the backup footage. It's all accidental. It's all accidentally been erased. And accidentally and not on purpose. Yeah, right.
Did you know that two segments ago you said we were going to talk about aliens?
Oh, we were, weren't we?
Yeah.
Well, dadgummit, thank you for reminding me. You know, our government, believe it or not, is hiding stuff about aliens. It's true. I'm telling you. Actually, I say that in a sarcastic, farcical kind of way. They love to play around with words and language, you know. They do that because that way it's harder to pin them down, like UFOs. They don't use that term anymore. Now they use UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. So that way, if you get them in court and you go, tell me what you're hiding about UFOs. We don't know anything about UFOs. But if you say UAPs, they'll have to tell you. It's all about playing around with words. The U.S. government makes it very hard to figure out what and where UFO-related stuff is going on. Is that because the government is behind some great conspiracy to cover up the proof of alien visitation to Earth, or is it because the government is in cahoots, that's a technical term, with alien species to create human-alien hybrids? We don't really know, but we know there's a lot of weird stuff going on, particularly in deep underground military bases. A lot of weird stuff going on. I forget the Mesa up in Arizona where supposedly there's a multi-level underground facility with, you know, whistleblowers talked about fetuses floating in vats of some weird liquid and stuff. Who knows?
Dulce,
thank you. New Mexico, yeah. Well, Postman, are they real? Are they here? What are they doing here? Why are they here? What do they want? Are they here just to get, you know, Tic Tacs or something? I mean, why are they here?
Oh, gosh, they've been here for millions of years, even before we got, before we were put
so
here.
So we're on their planet?
Yeah, we're on the planet that our creator put us on, but they claim it to be theirs. But it was refurbished a long time ago, you know, so to make it ready for us.
That's what Genesis 1's all about.
And they came back and reclaimed it.
Right.
I think they're here for the Mr. Sandman mattress sale.
Oh, you know, they may be, because I hear he's got some heck of a deal.
He always has deals.
He does, doesn't he? You would think that
that's
we're
a free
a
plug
sponsor
for Mr.
Yeah,
Sandman.
You would think that we're a sponsor for him, but we're really not, as far as I know.
Well, he's coming up on one of the next breaks, though.
Well, you know, Baron's not doing a show anymore. I wonder what all his sponsors are going to do. Maybe they'll come over here and let me be their sponsor. I don't know. Or maybe they'll be my sponsor. Ever how that works. I don't really know. I don't work here. I'm just let me on the show. What?
Actually, some of them are still sponsors on this.
They should be.
The Alabama Home Mortgage is still on.
Well, I tell you what, and I mean this in all honesty, when we signed up with Greg Budell, that was the best move we ever made in advertising because he's a done deal. I mean, you're going to get a lot of business from Greg. People listen to Greg.
And he gave you the moniker Prime Minister of Playtime.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I don't really want to talk about that. But yeah,
much beloved and glorious.
I'm sorry, that was my old
John
McCain.
Yeah.
Hey, Jose, where's my detonator?
The detonator is in your right hand.
It's going to be hard to run after the bad guys with a walker, isn't it?
Y'all should really hear the off-air conversations, because that's where this is coming from, something happened off-air.
No, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. I'm sorry. I was trying to find out. I had an article about Mars, and I'm trying to pull it up, but...
I heard only, Mars needs women.
I've heard that, too. Mars needs moms. They need all kind of stuff on Mars. I'm sure you can sign up and probably, you know, go if you really wanted to.
Well, I mean, you... They need women. They don't need families up there. They need just...
I knew he was going to do
women,
that.
Women and able-bodied men.
I'm not able-bodied.
Because of the production facilities that are up there.
Production facilities?
Yes.
And that means what?
They're building starships.
Ooh, the building of starships. This is where Space Command comes in.
Right. Space Force.
The Space Force, excuse me. Sounds like Space
Force. It's going to be huge, Space Force.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be beautiful. Huge.
It's going to be a galactic
and it's going to be made in China.
And we're going to kick those aliens.
And we're
going to
make them bigly.
Bigly. Bigly and hugely.
And they've announced that Space Force, you know, because they know what's coming. They know, you know.
What's coming?
Well, I mean, if you look at the movies that have come out between, you know, the last decade, you have the Independence Day 2, which we have a moon base.
There's an Independence Day 2?
Yes, there is.
That's what I get for now.
And we have a moon base where we use as a jumping off point for all of our missions, and we have, you know, UFOs.
Well, how do we get past the Van Allen belt?
Well, they didn't really, you know, this is a movie. They didn't really explain that part. Yeah. You and I both believe, you know, that they must have some pretty heavy shielding. But on an off-air comment that Postman made to me, so that if we are going to travel to distant stars and planets, we're going to have some faster than light travel, which means we're going to have to act outside of space-time. So Postman suggested. Postman suggested, you know, that we have that technology. Not only will that technology allow us to travel, but it will also shield us from radiation because we are no longer in space-time.
Wow.
We're interdimensional travel, if you will.
Right. We're off the linear timeline.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell. And,
Remember Walker.
With what I've seen with my own eyes, folks. I mean, I've said it once on the program before, more than one time, that nobody can take that away. And I've seen one of their vessels pretty close up, and it emitted a torsion field generator that was so powerful that it was almost close enough to me for me to actually feel the effects of it. And it was at least 10 times as bright as the brightest star in the sky, which is Sirius. And and when it reached a peak, it actually just disappeared, you know, right in front of my face, right in front of my eyes. And it went interdimensional. It didn't go side to side, up or down. It just vanished in the spot where it was. So they have the technology, people, and they've been traversing intergalactic, interdimensional, and interstellar space for years.
It's the time of the season. I can see we've gotten loopy at the end of the show now. Maybe the fourth hour wasn't the best
I'm totally gone. I'm totally mentally checked out. Sorry. I'm losing my mind.
You're listening to Clearing the Air on WACV 93.1, Montgomery's number one talk radio station.
Number one for hits.
If you want to get in for the last quarter of the hour, our number is 334-272-9228.
We'll be back. In three very, very short minutes, please come back with us now, please. Thank you.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me?
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie. 1-800-520-1533. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Prepare to make your Taco Bell cravings come true with tantalizing acts like a trio of double-stacked tacos available in three bold flavors. Nacho Crunch, Reaper Ranch, and Chipotle Cheddar. All for just $1 each. Dazzle your senses while you can with the $1 double stack tacos only on Taco Bell's Cravings Value Menu, where value never ceases to amaze. At participating U.S. locations for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hi there. Welcome back to the remaining few minutes of tonight's Clearing the Air. Producing the program tonight is Nathaniel Hicks from Georgia. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hello.
With us in the studio tonight is young Jason Johnson and the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the Postman. Glad you're here. Welcome to the crazy part of the program where we're all about to go nuts. We have a call, do we not?
Yes.
Let's listen to this call.
This is a friend of mine from Georgia.
Okay.
Now, I can't guarantee that he's going to be coherent.
Just have
or
your finger on
cogent.
The
I always do.
Thank you.
All right, Eric, go ahead.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. What's that good?
What's a happening? Hot stuff?
Ruckus.
Yes.
Can I call you Ruckus on here?
You can call me Ruckus on here if you want.
Ruckus.
That's my DJ name, my biker name.
Ruckus. That's cool.
Your voice is very nice on here.
Isn't it? He's got a great voice.
Well,
Michael. Is what is going on with Lamar Jackson right now? Cause it's killing me.
Oh, well,
$1,500 tonight.
We really don't talk sports. We talk more conspiracy theories, biblical prophecies, aliens.
We can talk sports.
Lamar Jackson was the number one alien because I was listening to y'all.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
And he's supposed to win.
He is putting up some superhuman performance.
Yeah, if he's like supposed to win the intergalactic war, and he falls way short
Well, that's
what's your theory on that?
Well, it's all
rigged.
Yeah, they've already predicted. It's just like the WWE. They've already predicted who's going to win for better viewership so that they can get more money to charge for their commercials at the Super Bowl. Millions and millions of dollars.
Yes.
But, hey, man, I'll see you next weekend. Have a good night and have a Jaeger bomb on me.
Go Chiefs.
He's a young kid. He's a good kid, though. Well, Terry is thoroughly cracking himself up, so.
Sorry. Oh, we've been having way too much fun with this diehard thing. It was something I was going to read. I swear to God, I don't know what I did with it. Oh, goodness. I had it right. Believe it or not, right now the central bank is buying lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of gold. What's up with that? Why would the central bank, who got rid of gold, why would they suddenly be buying up all the
gold? Not only doing that, they're handing out loans to the Fed is handing out loans to all these banks. And the banks, you know, like overnight loans that to have solvency,
mm-hmm.
and then
right.
they're not paying them back.
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars.
You know what that means. I mean, that's the red flag right there.
We know what's coming. It's collapse is coming.
So what they're doing is they're bringing in gold because paper or money's not going to be worth the paper it's
Federal
printed
Reserve
on.
Notes, no.
Because they're flooding the market with all this paper money.
Flooding it. Yes, they are flooding it. Well, while I have an opportunity, let me just give you a couple of facts that you should know by now. Number one, we have had free energy for quite a while, and we have abundant primary water for over a century. 9/11 was an inside job, and that introduced or announced the beginning of World War III. Number three, I'll just do five real quick. Most of the weather today is artificially created and geoengineered. Yes, it is. Number four, GE is used to create hurricanes. Number five, it says nukes are a hoax. I'm not sure what that means. I have to look that one up. Well, let me do the last one because this is important. Legally, we're all straw men. And not humans in the eyes of the court.
That's right.
But we're a non-living entity called a citizen or a person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've covered this before. It takes a lot of explaining, but we're getting screwed on that. But that's a whole other story. We got a call?
We
have the calls?
We do. In fact, we have Cooter online, too.
Hello, Mr. Cooter.
Hey, man. I know you're about to end the show. I just want to say, Terry, I love you most of all, but I love all you guys. And, Postman, you are my hero.
Wow.
Hey,
I appreciate that,
Cooter.
Yes, sir.
I got to say, I love
Jason
Cooter, too.
Jason is my Facebook friend. And Nate.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever ride with the Patriot Guard Riders?
I have not. I can't say that I have.
Okay, you ever ride with the American Legion?
I have. We have a Legion post in Augusta, and we have Legion Riders that ride, and occasionally we go to some of their functions. I personally, myself, am a VFW member. Of the post in Augusta, so there you go.
All right, man. I appreciate
Thank you.
It. Hope you all have a blessed weekend.
We love you.
Hey, don't be a stranger, Cooter.
Hey, Epstein didn't kill himself.
No, he didn't. I heard that. We got another call, or is that it?
No, we did.
They dropped off.
Well, that sucks. Well, number 10, the U.S. never got out of declared bankruptcy of 1933. Number 11, the U.S. owes more money to its creditors than at any other time in history. Number 12, all presidents are related by bloodlines. That is a fact.
Fact.
Number 13, your vote does not count on federal and state levels. It never has.
See, I got to argue that one. Because, and while I agree that was true at a time, Trump is very strong evidence that that is not actually true.
True, unless he's part of it. I'm just saying.
But then again, if you think about everything is predetermined by God, then your vote doesn't count, actually.
True. Well, that kind of goes back to Calvinism. I agree with the tenets of Calvinism, which is you're predestined. Well, you are, because the Bible says your name's written in the book of life or it's not. So whether you're going to make it to heaven or not, they already know that. But the thing is, you don't know. So you got to keep playing the game and doing what you're supposed to do in hopes that your name is in the book. You know, that's what Calvinism is, and it just doesn't make sense. Number 15, hemp oil cures cancer and many other diseases. 16, doctors and Big Pharma are immune from prosecution for vaccine injuries. That's true. The polio vaccine was created to give cancer. I've read the book about that. That seems to be true as well. Go ahead, call.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Caller.
Hey, man, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's up?
I was just wondering if y'all noticed that every couple of days before it rains, there's these chemtrails.
Always, yeah.
Oh, then
yeah.
2 or 3 days later, it rains.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're well aware of that.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. It's been.
Are they hooking up with the weatherman, or are they coinciding with each other? Or
with the weather people? I'm sure. Yeah. Well, you know, keep in mind that they can only do what they're told to do. What the National Weather Service tells them to say, that's what they say. There was a meteorologist in Arizona that stopped listening to that and started watching the sky, and like you were just talking about, he started basing his forecast off the number of aerosols, the chemtrails, and he had a better success rate than the official thing did, and he got fired for doing it. That's a fact.
Wow.
But
okay,
yeah.
I just wanted to I've been noticing the sky too for a long time. And
good.
God, what are they doing to us? Are they killing us?
Yes, they're making us sick. They're filling us full of all kind of nanotechnology, in my opinion.
Okay, everybody's getting it right. Everybody, right?
Yes.
The problem is some people are more susceptible to it than others.
Yeah.
Depending on their biology.
System. Yeah. Yes.
So these people are higher than the president, huh?
Well, the presidents come and go. These people don't. They're there.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it works.
And realize that the president is not read in on every single thing that happens.
Nope. And, you know, I remember when JFK said, I want everything you have on aliens on my desk in the morning, and next thing you know, his brains are all over Dealey Plaza. You never know. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. Folks, did you know that the U.S. military drops a bomb on someone we're not at war with every 12 minutes? Scary stuff, isn't it? Really scary stuff. The U.S. Constitution is a contract, and when signed meant the 55 landowning white males only. I don't know that I believe that. The elite own both sides of war since before World War I. Yes, I believe that. We got to go, y'all. Thank you for listening to Clear and There. I'll let everybody else say their goodbyes.
And if you can hear my voice, you are the resistance.
Good night.
Absolutely correct.
Good night, folks.
Good night, y'all. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. The God, our God, the omnipotent, most holy God.